Hey,
What it do?
I miss y'all.
I don't know what y'all look like, so I don't know if I miss you or not.
But we back.
So, you better batten down
Down
the
the hatches
hatchet
and
and fasten
fasten your
the
seatbelts.
seatbelt.
It's gonna be a
A long,
long, bumpy
bumpy podcast.
podcast.
We're about to catch y'all up on all that you have missed the last 2 months.
So stay tuned.
Toodles.
Okay, so just to catch you all up on everything that has been going on, we are gonna take you through the process.
Process.
Starting with Rona. That sis named Rona.
That heifer.
Rona.
Heifer.
Rona.
Rona.
But for real though, Rona was rough. Okay?
Capital RUFF.
So just tell them what we experienced.
Well, Bria didn't have it as bad as I did. She had a rough like a day. But your boy right here, your boy truly, Jay Brizzle, he had it rough for like how many days, babe?
Like 4 or 5.
Yeah, like the middle of it. I had it for like 8, 9 days, but
Yeah.
through the middle of it was rough. I had a fever of 103 for like 3 days
3 days,
straight.
yeah.
Never told Bria, but I couldn't breathe.
He doesn't tell me that he can't breathe, and when he finally told me, I'm like, really? You don't tell me that? But I never saw or seen him struggle or anything. But that fever is what really concerned me, because I knew from that first day he had a fever and he was sweating it out. Well, what I thought he was sweating it out, but he wasn't. It was still being persistent, really. And so I said, well, I'm going to order some medicine on DoorDash through CVS. And so they brought me some medicine. And so I told John, look, you need to take this too. So as soon as he took it, his fever started to slowly decline. But it took your fever, what, like 2 days to finally get at a mark?
I have fever for like 4 days, but it finally, on like day three, it started kind of going down.
Yeah. Then at that moment, I was like, okay, we're still like looking out for symptoms and everything, but I'm okay with his fever being normal.
Chills and the body aches was the
Yeah,
worst.
that was horrible. I had the flu like maybe one time in my life, but Rona was nothing compared to a flu. And John's never had a flu at all, so he never really knows what it feels like. But those chills were, it was brutal at night.
And fatigue. Your
Yeah.
boy right here, I never sleep. And I slept for 4 days straight.
Yeah, it
I
was
slept all
bad.
night, all day. I don't even remember eating barely.
Yeah, you didn't eat
She
that
cooked one of
much.
my favorite meals and I thought it tasted like crap, but I never told her.
Well, thanks. I ate it like that one day, because I made it one day after I found out that I officially got the job at my new school district. I made it in that process, and I ate some, and it was good. And then I knew that John needed to eat, so I made him a bowl. It
3 hours
sat
later.
there, and it sat there, and it sat there. So I was like, so you know you have food, right? He was like, oh, where was it at? I said, it's right there. And
Had to warm it up.
had to rewarm it up. And he, you ate like a little bit. I keep going back and forth with he and you, like I don't know, but I'm still, look, cut me some slack, y'all, because we back, and I'm trying to get back in the gist of this. But I know it's a struggle, but
But Rona is serious. But also, we don't need to be living in a spirit of fear, because that's what a lot of people are doing these days. I don't want to get out. I don't want to go nowhere. It's because of it. But the media is what has made coronavirus as bad as it really is. If you put your faith in God and you do what you need to do, don't be stupid. Don't go to the bar and sit there around hundreds of people. And then if you get it, don't be like, oh, I don't know why I got it.
You just have to be smart, because when, like John, like you said, we didn't get tested for it, but we knew that we had like some sort, you know, some case of it. We knew that we had, we knew we had it, just being real. But my thing with you is because you have underlying conditions, and that is what really
scared
me, because if I had to take you, you know, to the hospital or something, I wasn't gonna be able to go in with you. I don't think I would be able to, because a lot of people are, you know, you can't go in with them and everything. But praise God that we both made it through.
Yes.
Our immune system is healthier than ever. Yep. Nothing can
be
stop
smart
me.
Though.
Yeah, just yeah.
If
just
you're
be
out
smart.
In public, wear a mask.
Yeah.
But I don't wear a mask barely anymore. I used to wear it to church, but now I walk around with this beautiful face. Everybody see that smile now.
But everywhere else, we wear a mask, though. Yeah. We go to the grocery store and everything, we wear a mask.
I ain't gonna not wear no wet mask up in the grocery store. All them old folks up in there coughing. That's the ones that's really vulnerable for this thing. Them 80-year-olds, and they over there wearing no mask and hacking on the freaking Cheez-Its that I be wanting.
The what?
The Cheez-Its.
I have some Cheez-Its in there.
Them Oreo cookies that I be wanting. No, Grandma Betty over there coughing on them.
Aww.
Grandma Betty just made me not want no Oreos.
Yeah.
But be smart.
Yeah, just
be wise.
Smart. Be wise.
Put your faith in God.
Oh, yeah. Like we did.
Yes.
Like, even throughout the whole thing, even throughout, like, all the symptoms, I felt like crap. And I just was just praising God, praying to Him through everything. We were listening to Christian music on TV. Just pray.
Follow that live stream from the river.
Yes, we put God first in everything. And so when we knew that our body was like fighting something, we went to war and we overcome. So
this is how you fight our
battles.
Rona, you lost.
Yeah. John and Bria won. Rona, zero.
Bye.
Bye, Rona.
Rona.
Okay, so flip the switch on everything else that has happened. We are going to
take a break.
Take a break.
We'll be right back with you.
BRB.
So what we're going to talk about next is the move. We had Rona in the midst of that. We was having a pack. And then once we got unquarantined, we was moving in 2 weeks after that.
Which is completely stressful.
Very stressful. So, tell them about your perspective about the move, lady of mine.
Okay. So, just to be clear, I started packing to move back in April.
When we signed the lease.
When we signed the lease. We weren't moving until July the 3rd.
Y'all, at the end of May, we had a bowl each, a plate each, a spoon each, a fork each, and one cup each.
Mm-hmm.
The struggle was real for your boy because I needed more plates and bowls and spoons and forks, and sister over here done got them all packed up in the box.
Mm-hmm. But we didn't pack the, you know, like the kitchen utensils, like cooking utensils and stuff, because I was still cooking.
Yeah, boy over here need to eat.
Mm-hmm. We were still cooking like the week of, until like that Wednesday. But everything at Wednesday, that was like the cutoff date. The kitchen was getting packed on Wednesday. We were gonna eat out on
Thursday. Maybe Wednesday or Thursday.
I starved
for 2 days.
Whatever, you made it.
That's why that Italian food got blown up in my belly so fast. I was starved.
You were not starved. Don't
malnourished.
Don't be playing me like that. Hush.
Just kidding. She fed me.
Oh, yes, I did.
I can't remember, but what?
Who knows? But, so, I was super excited to pack, and I literally packed everything up by myself. I went to Home Depot, Lowe's. I was getting boxes up on boxes up on boxes. I was ready for July 3rd to come around.
She literally packed the house by herself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you need help? No, babe, you just lay on the couch, watch TV.
Because I know how I wanted to pack things up. I knew I wanted this to be in this box, this to be in that box, this to be in this box. So
I didn't argue.
Yeah, you didn't argue. I had this. I got this. But
we had like 20 boxes.
We really did. But trust and believe, when we get ready to move into a house, sucker, you gonna have to help. I can't do it by myself no more.
You did good.
I know I did amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything was...
I'll just hire that company just come box everything up for us.
Yeah, they're gonna have to because your girl was tired. I was tired, okay?
The packing process was easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I had to do was go find mold in our old apartment's closet.
Oh my gosh. Tell them about that.
Yo, they had a leak in the wall. I had to throw away shoes. I had to throw away duffel bags. I probably threw away $300 worth of stuff. Yo, man, your boy right here, not happy. Still not.
Still not happy because that was good stuff.
And they're trying to charge us $150 for that.
Yes. So, after the fact we moved over here, they have our new address and everything. They sent me a letter giving me charges that I needed to pay. No, y'all not about to do that because I have all the emails stating that I paid everything a month in advance. I paid the last rent, paid the last of the utilities, paid everything up so we wouldn't have to go through this. But like you said, they tried to charge us for the water damage and everything. That was clearly not our fault because the water was coming from the third floor and we stayed on the first floor. So it really wasn't our fault. The only thing they could probably charge us on was me leaving a Powerade in the freezer that I later remembered after the fact we moved in here. But
no, nah,
but I know I was like, where's my Gatorade at?
Fast forward till we get to the, we were from the ghetto to a suite.
Yes, we did.
We was living in the ghetto, literally.
Translate it.
Hint, hint. Big announcement later. But our new place, we love. It's very classy. Great amenities.
Amenities.
The amenities, however you say that word. The swimming pool, popping.
I can swim now.
Y'all. If you ever need swimming lessons, come to your boy. I'll charge you $50 a lesson.
For real, because I don't know how, I didn't know how to swim at all. Literally did not. My head was sinking me. It was going to be death by my head, okay?
She almost drowned on me in the pool the first day here.
Oh, yeah, for real, almost did because it was so much water. I was like,
almost didn't have a wedding. Almost had a funeral.
Oh, man. But every day I went outside, practiced on my own, swimming and everything, and I am now upgraded to dolphin status. I'm no longer starfish.
She started off as a doggy paddle.
Yeah.
Then a starfish. And then now she is
Dolphin Club.
Dolphin.
Yay. So if you need a teacher, John is your guy.
Because I might not charge you $50. It might be like, you just hit me up, we'll discuss the price.
Yeah, I'll negotiate it.
Yeah. If you got a lot of people that need training, then we gotta really discuss. But we love the place here. We live on the lake. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh yeah, back to the unpacking. Your boy really did help her that time. She boxed everything up, but I unpacked a lot.
You did.
We had like 20-25 boxes and we just unpacked in one day.
One day.
Even though we didn't have internet at all, we was sitting here. Shout out to my boy Anthony Griffin and the Griffin family for hooking us up with a Blu-ray player to keep us sane for 3 days. I could have done without,
because we had card games and everything. We had a whole plan on what we were going to do for the remainder of that weekend without internet.
I could have sat here for 3 days, looked at your face with no internet.
I really could too. I would have enjoyed the quietness and everything.
That beautiful face.
Aww.
I'm talking about myself.
Oh, you suck. You suck, John.
Well, your face is beautiful too.
Thanks, I guess. Dang.
I would have just looked at myself in the mirror like,
okay, look who's conceited.
No, I really would be talking about you because you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
But our move was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect place. Live on a lake. Love walking by the lake.
Love how nice everyone is on this side of town, too.
Yes.
Because we haven't had an issue with anybody that we, like, you know, that's in our community. We haven't had any looks or anything. We, you know, everybody's really sweet. Everybody that you come into contact with, they, you know, they say, hey, how are you doing or whatever. They're not being rude. You know, they're being...
Even the dogs are nice.
The dogs are...
Oh, we got a dog out here. His name's Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Like the food you eat, broccoli.
And he's a weenie dog. So it's like, what? But he's so precious.
Come here, Broccoli.
The mom be like, come here, Brock. But when she's mad at him, oh, you know she's mad.
Get your butt over here, Broccoli.
Literally.
Poor Broccoli.
Literally.
She just needs a dog named Cheddar now.
Broccoli Cheddar. Stop. But overall, we love our place here. We haven't had any issues thus far. And pray we don't have any issues because we're going to be here for a good minute while we save up for a house. But everything with the move went smooth. And we're just so excited to be here. But for the last segment, you have to stay tuned and find out what it is.
Ha,
ha, ha. So last but not least,
dun, dun, dun.
Wedding update. Okay, so
I'm disclaimer, super... this segment will have a lot of tough love.
Oh, yeah. Just buckle up and hang on tight for real. Hashtag FRFR. Because it's a lot of good. It's a lot of cutthroat. Punch you in the throat.
Punch throat activated.
Yes. So, don't starting off with the... Hush, John. So, starting with the whole planning thing itself. We are pretty much done with the planning. Everything is paid off. Up until, you know, the only thing we have to pay left is food. You'll get into that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But decorations are paid for. We have a program. Everything from the logistics of a wedding is pretty much taken care of. We're just getting gifts, we got our rings in.
So beautiful.
We're getting ceremony stuff, just like the little details, just to make it absolutely perfect on our wedding day. Invitations went out. Everything is coming along so fast. We are less than
72 days.
Okay.
Well, this be on Friday, so 71 days.
71 days until the wedding.
Until she marries this joker.
My God. I'm about to be a McCrory. Oh my gosh. Lord be
hashtag
with me.
Hashtag single life almost over.
But, so that's the really good part of it. Like, everyone in our wedding party is ready for it. We're super excited for it. I cannot wait to go get my dress because it's being altered, and I go pick it up in a couple of weeks. No, you're not. I'm going to pick it up and try it on and everything. So I'm super excited for that. So I get to bring my dress home after so many months of it being worked on, now altered. I'm just excited to put it on, and it finally is.
I gotta get resized for my tux, folks.
And
that
why
corona,
is that?
That corona weight didn't help me. I was at 130 last in January. Your boy up to 143.
Shoot. That corona weight hit everybody, though. It hit me, and I was like...
No, it didn't. You look beautiful. You look the same.
That's sweet. But for real, though, it hit me, and I was struggling with that acceptance because I felt like I was in college all over again with freshman 15. It's COVID 15 instead of 19. Dang. But trying to think what else good was. I think that sounds good. So we're just going to...
Well, another good thing is that we got our rehearsal dinner place booked in. They're not charging us any fee or anything for hosting our place. So.
Well, you handled that. So I really didn't... I wasn't really in contact with...
But that's another good thing
people
that happened.
Yes. So you can keep telling them.
But I guess we can get to the I guess, the mean part.
I guess you take care of that.
Well, we have a, for those that did get an invitation, sorry to those who didn't. But we have a RSVP date for September the 11th, deadline 4 p.m.
He repeats, 4 o'clock.
Not 4:01.
4 o'clock.
Not 4:02.
4 o'clock.
The reason for this, our last vendor that we have is the catering, and they are expecting us to be paid off by the end of the day on September 11th, which I am making that call at 4:30. So if you do not have your number in by 4 p.m., what are they going to do, baby?
So just letting you know, Henderson has a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Sonic, a Subway, a... Did I say McDonald's already?
Yeah, did you say Whataburger?
Okay, Taco Bell, Whataburger, Shalosky's. Okay, so that's 8 good places that you can pick up some food, and you're more than welcome to bring it to the wedding if you choose. But just to let you know, you won't be getting a plate. Not a plate, a plate. You won't be getting one if you don't RSVP on time, because you're dealing with 2 OCD anal
planners
that wants it done when it's supposed to be done.
And this food ain't cheap.
This food is not cheap at all. It's not no cookie cutter budget type meal.
No, we ain't feeding you cheese and crackers.
We drove all the way to Louisiana for these people, for this caterer, and the food is bomb.
Very, very bomb.
Very bomb. We went in for a tasting. We think it's going to be like little Dixie cups full of food. They brought us 2 full meals. Like,
I'm glad
full
I was hungry.
Meals. Yeah, I'm glad we both were hungry, because we were not expecting full-size plates.
But I don't like to be the hardcore mean guy, but
he's really mean, y'all, if you didn't notice.
After September 11th at 4 p.m., if you do not have a number, if you RSVP on September the 12th, you still can come, yeah. But, fam, you ain't getting fed.
You ain't getting a plate.
Sorry, because
it's a strict deadline for a reason, because stuff need to be paid, and they're mm-hmm. expecting their money, just like we're expecting our numbers. They need their money that date. So,
and I hate to say this, if you are planning on coming, great. But if you don't think you're going to come and you're still RSVP, please don't do that.
Please don't. That's so irritating, disrespectful.
Rude.
And rude.
Hashtag
yes.
rude.
Hashtag rude and disrespectful.
But we still love you.
We still love you. But just be upfront. If you know for a fact that you are not willing to make this drive to Hendo for our wedding on October the blank, then
if you know, then you know.
But if you know for sure that you're not going to be able to come because of COVID or whatever reason, just let us know. We're not going to be butthurt about it. We understand. But what's just going to be irritating is if you wait till like past the deadline to tell us you're not going to be able to come, or you say you are coming and then like a week before the wedding you say, oh, I'm not going to be able to come for no reason, like it's because of COVID.
We'll understand if you're sick.
Yeah, if you're sick or something, like an emergency happens, we understand. We're not talking about that, but we're just talking about, you know how people are. You know that person. You know that person now. Don't be playing. We all know that person. So just be honest with us, because if you do that crap the week before the wedding, it's really going to set me off.
You think she's Bridezilla, but when it comes to this part, you don't want to sing Groomzilla.
No, you really don't, because
I'm a very kind-hearted, quiet, soft-spoken person.
So what am I?
You're the same.
Okay.
But Bria, thank God she has never seen it. But if I get aggravated or angry,
we're going to have a come to Jesus moment.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm a very strict planner, and once I'm set in stone, it's not cool. So, I still love you, and you can't make me hate you.
Put that on a shirt. Oh, it is on a shirt. We have that shirt. Hey, River!
But I think that's all of our...
wedding talk?
Yeah.
We just can't wait to see you if you've been invited. We can't wait to see you at the wedding because it's going to be lit. It's going to be fun. It's going to be just a really good time.
If you want to see something awesome, show up if you have been invited. RSVP because you'll get to see me, three-piece suit, on the floor.
Jigging.
Doing my dancing. Thing. If you have seen videos of John, that's me, dancing, you ain't seen nothing yet because I'm going to be jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Yep. We already have it on the Sam's pickup list.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, now, so we need y'all to stay tuned for a huge special guest announcement for next week.
Yay!
So, Bria and I are excited to announce our very first special guest on This Is Us podcast next week. He is known worldwide as an evangelist, powerful preacher, and an awesome musician. He is also known to Bria and I as our spiritual leader here in Houston, and the senior pastor at the River of Life Church. We are excited to announce that Dr. Pastor Andrew J. Willis will be our very first special guest on This Is Us next week.
Stay tuned for bloopers.
Beep! Oh, yeah. So, what are we supposed to do? It's been so long. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, so just to catch you all up on everything...
We're a third of the way done. Actually, a quarter because we got the halfway done. Breathe. So, the next thing. you good, sis?
I have to get you back.
So, Bria and I are excited to announce our very spurs. What is our spurs?